This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, November 21. Power to Obey. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 23 and Acts chapter 2. Leviticus 23. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, each a year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. On that same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Many of us view rules or laws negatively. Speed limits can seem to bog us down, and who wants to pay extra taxes? Even God's law can feel restrictive at times, but of course, all of these things are important. The Feast of Weeks, taking place 7 weeks after the Feast of First Fruits, celebrated the wheat harvest, and it became an occasion to thank God for the gift of His law. Yes, that's right. As the Israelites lived in the presence of a holy God, His law taught them how to live in a way that was pleasing to the one who had redeemed them. Of course, Israel's struggle was that obedience was not just difficult, it was impossible. And the same is true for us. Look back over the past day or so, for example. Have you kept from saying unkind words? Have you resisted every bitter thought? Have you avoided the subtle sins of greed and impatience? Not one of us can obey God's law perfectly. On the Feast of Weeks, God sent His Spirit to renew us in terms of celebrating the harvest as well as the law. The Spirit empowers us for the greater harvest that God has prepared, bringing people from every nation into His kingdom. And the Spirit transforms us to act with true obedience from renewed hearts. If you have received Jesus as your Savior, His Holy Spirit is shaping you for mission and obedience. Pray with me. Father, help us to live with glad obedience to You, in gratitude for all that You have done for us in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.